KSRN News, I'm John Scott. It's down to a two-person race in New Hampshire's GOP primary as voters cast their ballots today.
Donald Trump and Nikki Haley made final appeals heading into the first-in-the-nation primary. Trump was joined on stage last night by three of his former opponents who have now endorsed him: Tim Scott, Vivek Ramaswamy, and Doug Burgum. Meanwhile, Haley stumped for votes alongside Chris Sununu, New Hampshire's popular Republican governor. It's an uphill battle for Haley, who trails Trump in the polls.
White House correspondent Greg Cluxton. Also at SRNnews.com, the weather, still a problem. Flash floods inundated homes and overturned cars in Southern California as torrential rain swept through a large swath of the U.S. Julie Walker has the report.
Over a three-hour period on Monday, 3 inches of rain fell near San Diego. During the winter, the region typically averages around 2 inches of rain per month. The San Diego County Sheriff says deputies pulled people to safety after water rushed into homes. Other residents escaped by wading through waist-high water, carrying their cats and dogs. And there are mud and debris flow warnings around L.A. County's Topanga Canyon. Around the country, heavy rainfall and wintry weather is expected to continue. I'm Julie Walker.
The Israeli military says that Palestinian terrorists carried out the deadliest single attack on Israel's forces since the Hamas raid that triggered the war. 21 soldiers were killed. Russian missiles have targeted three Ukrainian cities, including its two biggest, damaging apartment buildings and killing at least seven people. The attack came hours after Moscow shunned any deal backed by Kyiv and its Western allies aimed at ending the war. The Dow is down 175 points. The Nasdaq, 8 points in the red. This is SRN News. The Dallas-based T.D. Jakes Foundation was the vision of longtime pastor T.D. Jakes, who created the foundation to help lift children and underserved communities into what he hoped would be life-changing experiences. The foundation is composed of successful business leaders who have demonstrated a passion for creating a culture of inclusion. Former Wells Fargo president executive Kelly Cornish is the foundation's president and CEO.
If you expose kids to engineering, the sciences, rockets, things that they normally as a community would not gravitate to, then the hope is that there will be a pull through. They'll go to college, they'll come out and get that job. And these are the jobs in AI and all of the technologies that we talk about can literally change the trajectory of their families.
More details on the T.D. Jakes Foundation can be found at tdjfoundation.org. This is SRN News. News from south of the border. Mexico is demanding an investigation into U.S. military-grade weapons that are now being used by drug cartels in their activities. Correspondent Norman Hall has the update.
Mexico's army is finding belt-fed machine guns, rocket launchers, and grenades that are not sold for civilian use in the United States. The Mexican army says it has seized more than 200 automatic machine guns, dozens of grenade and rocket launchers from drug cartels in recent years. Foreign Relations Secretary Alicia Bárcena saying Mexico's defense secretary has warned the U.S. about weapons that are for the exclusive use of the U.S. Army. The cartels have openly displayed some of their weapons on social media. Homemade armored vehicles and bomb-dropping drones have also been used against the military. I'm Norman Hall.
More details at SRNnews.com.